Chapter 42. Mitchell Goyette was sitting on the fantail of his yacht reviewing an earnings report when his private secretary appeared with a secure portable phone.
Natural Resources Minister Jameson is on the line, the winsome brunette said as she handed him the phone.
Goyette gave her a smug leer, then picked up the receiver.
Arthur, good of you to call.
Tell me, how are you getting along with my Arctic exploration licenses?
It is the purpose of my call.
I received the maps of your desired Arctic resource exploration zones. The requested regions encompass over 12 million acres, I was rather shocked to find. Quite unprecedented, I must say.
Yes, well, there are riches to be had. First things first, however. Where are we on those mining claims for the Royal Geographical Society Islands?
As you know, a portion of the island's exploration and production rights are held by the Mid-America Mining Company. My office has drafted up a revocation of their license for due cause. If they fail to meet production output quotas in the next 3 months, then we can rescind their license. If this political crisis with the U.S. heats up, then we may be able to act sooner.
I think we can be assured that they won't meet their summer quota, Goyette said slyly.
The rescission can be accelerated if signed by the Prime Minister. Is that a course you wish to pursue?
Prime Minister Barrett will be no impediment, Goyette laughed. You might say he is something of a silent partner in the venture.
He's publicly promoted a policy of Arctic wilderness protectionism, Jameson reminded him.
He will sign anything I want him to.
Now what about my other license request?
My staff has found just a small portion of the Melville Sound area currently under license.
Apparently you've beaten most everyone to the mark.
Yes, because a large part of the area has been inaccessible. With the warming temperatures and my fleet of icebreakers and barges, I'll be able to exploit those regions before anyone else can get their foot in the door.
With your aid, of course, he added acidly.
I'll be able to assist with your Arctic marine exploration licenses, but a portion of the terrestrial areas will have to be approved by the Indian and Native Affairs Division.
Is the head of the division appointed by the Prime Minister?
Yes, I believe so.
Goyette laughed again.
Then there will be no problem. How long before I can lock up the marine sites?
It is a significant amount of territory to review and approve, Jameson said with hesitation.
Don't you worry, Minister. A fat wire transfer will be headed your way shortly, and another one once the licenses are issued. I never forget to pay those who assist me in my business ventures.
Very well. I'll try to have the documents completed within the next few weeks.
That's my boy. You know where to find me, Goyette said, then hung up the phone.
In his office in Ottawa, Jameson hung up the phone and looked across his desk. The commissioner of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police turned off a recording device, then hung up the second handset on which he had been listening in.
My God, he has indicted the Prime Minister as well, the commissioner muttered, shaking his head.
Deep pockets easily corrupt, Jameson said. You will have my immunity agreement by tomorrow.
Yes, the commissioner replied, visibly shaken.
You agree to turn state's evidence and there will be no criminal charges filed against you. You will, of course, be expected to resign your post immediately. I'm afraid your career in public service will effectively be over.
I can accept that fate, Jameson replied with a sullen look. It will be preferable to continuing as an indentured servant to that greedy swine.
Can you live with taking down the Prime Minister as well?
If Prime Minister Barrett is in Goyette's pocket, then he deserves no less.
The commissioner rose from his chair and packed the listening device and a notepad into an attaché case.
Don't look so distraught, Commissioner, Jameson said, observing his troubled expression.
Once the truth about Goyette is revealed, you'll be a national hero for putting him away. In fact, you would make a good law and order candidate for the Prime Minister's replacement.
My aspirations don't run that high. I'm just dreading the havoc a billionaire will wreak on the criminal justice system. As he stepped toward the door, Jameson called out to him once more. Right will win out eventually. The commissioner kept on walking, knowing it wasn't always the case.